The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And once again, a pleasant good morning, 8 a.m. Central Time here where we are. And, of course, the Power Mall is open right now with 10% off North American Herb and Spice products. We're going to be talking about a bunch of those products and how they benefit you. In this particular segment, we have Justin Porter, who is the Director of Sales at NAHS. I'm going to get that acronym right. I'm not suffering from dyslexia, really. I mean, you know, I always used to tell my crowds when I entertain them, I go, you know, whatever you do when we do the YMCA, if you're dyslexic, don't do this. Don't do this at home, because they'll be doing ACMY, you know, and everybody will be confused. Now, folks, this is, you know, we try to, you know, this is last half hour is pretty scary stuff. Jonathan Emord, who's running for Senate in Virginia, went down to the border and saw the real deal. He's seen the tunnels. He's seen all of it. It's pretty scary stuff. And now we got the government coming out and talking about, you know, the new FDA, Pfizer and Moderna shots that what did Pfizer tested on 10 mice? They haven't even tested on humans yet. And yet the FDA and everybody's giving them their blessing to go ahead and everybody needs to get at least two or three of these. And I'm like, you really take us for idiots. I don't get it. What's your take on all of this, Justin? Are you hearing the same news we are?
Exactly the same, Dave. It's I think I heard it was about 12 mice and it was just put on the market. And it's almost like Moderna and Pfizer shares were down and they thought, oh, we better get something out soon. And they really believe that we are that stupid, that we will go out there and roll our sleeves up. And despite all the death, despite all the athletes just completely toppling over, that we'll just go ahead and do it. It's just, you know, that's what they believe. You know, that's how they view us.
Yeah. And then, of course, simultaneously, Wuhan put out this morning that they're expecting 20 different variants of the coronavirus to hit the rest of the world. It's already invading China. And I'm just like, what propaganda? And it's all designed to scare people.
Fear, fear, fear. That's all they have. And, you know, we've demonstrated time and time again. But now people are awake. And I think, you know, you're going to see the amount of people who actually take this shot versus what happened last time are way, way below even what they think. And they already know that it's not going to be many, but it's going to be lower than it's ever been. So many people still took the flu shot when they were showing year on year that was 7% effective or 1% effective, which was a stretch even then. I don't even know how you measure that. So we've really got to keep making sure that this message gets out there that what's going on has never been tested. There's no liability. If you get hurt, you're the one liable. And that's something that's really, really important to understand. And just look at the recovery rates. You know, it doesn't make sense to even play with this type of stuff. You know, you're not going to take Tylenol to prevent a headache. You're not going to take any other pharmaceutical to prevent. Our bodies are designed to take these things on and deal with them. You know, we are perfectly designed. There's no flaws. And that's how we've got to remember to approach everything that we do.
Crazy world we live in with this new vaccine. Of course, I've had, you know, people that we know personally, oh, I think I'm going to go get the flu shot, but you're healthy. Why would you do that? How do you know that the flu shot doesn't have this mRNA in it? I mean, they're already talking about invading our meat supply soon to come to a restaurant near you. Here's your steak, medium modified mRNA.
Yeah.
Wow.
Every
you're sitting
chicken,
there looking at this thing. Do I get it for free if I can eat the whole thing? It's like, come on, what are you people thinking?
Every chicken in Canada, Dave, is now vaccinated with mRNA. So every egg and chicken that's coming from Canada has the mRNA vaccine used in it. So if you're Canadian, be aware. But if you don't think that's coming to the United States, then, you know, you're an idiot. That's for sure.
Unbelievable. And now we've got this other little problem out there because of the fact, you know, it's all about health, which is why Justin Porter is on the show with us here. The October 4th test, supposedly. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is, you know, and they've got this so laid out, and everybody, Greg Reese, Alex Jones, the guy that podcaster, I'm just like, they're all out there and they're going to launch an 18 gigahertz signal, and it's everybody's going to fry their brains and make the graphene oxide go crazy. And I'm just like, man, what is going on here? Why, first off, do you think the government, I just asked Jonathan Emore this question. He goes, given what they said and what they lied to us about COVID-19 and all the nefarious behavior going on our southern border, you really trust them with this EBS test? And I'm like, no, all right. Hearing that from a senatorial candidate,
yeah,
that's got to make you wonder. So whether an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure in this thing, and everybody's going to run out, get a Faraday bag and stash their cell phones and everything else in it and turn off, disconnect from their Wi-Fi for several hours. I mean, we haven't even discussed what we're going to do at the Power Mall on October 4th, whether we're still going to be taking orders or not, because people are using their smartphones, you know, and landlines to call us and order stuff. If they're not going to do it online, I mean, all of a sudden, everything is just going to stop. We haven't even discussed what we're going to do as a contingency program for that in the event that the October 4th test doesn't. And what's really funny is these people come out and they go, well, if it doesn't happen on the 4th, it'll happen on the 11th. I'm like, oh, it's the end of the world. We're going to have the end of the world. We'll have the rapture on it before October 4th. And it comes and goes, and you're like, you people are idiots. The boy who cried wolf. We don't know what to believe. See, they got the whole mess of Americans that are awake in their own little mass state of confusion, which I don't get. What's your take on October 4?
Well, I personally believe it's distraction. And it's also a way of saying, okay, let's get everybody roused up. And then, I mean, look over here, because what are they going to do over there? That's my personal take on it. I don't think that they're going to give us a warning or tell us. However, there is a satanic nature in that, where they have to tell you what they're doing, so then you agree to participate in it. So, you know, with the psychopaths that run the government, anything's possible. And I think that is, you know, when you look at the border right now, that's invasion. But when you don't look at the border and you look at everything else, there is a clear infiltration in every level of our government. And that's what's really scary. I know that there is the Marburg virus budget that's already been spent. So, you know, how are they going to release that? Have they already tried to release that? Have they decided not to go that route because it can't survive in our climate? You know, there's so many questions out there. And, you know, I've been trying to read as much as possible. I've seen on TikTok, it's going to be a scary loud noise, louder than you've ever heard. So what does that mean? But it's certainly made its way to the masses, which gives me a little bit of comfort. But I really don't know. And I think, you know, with any of this stuff today, I didn't think COVID, when we first got locked down, was going to turn into what it turned into. And there were people saying it would. So, but there's a reason they put up the 5G towers. There's a reason why all of these things are in place. The only thing that I know how to do is to really get my body prepared and my brain prepared and everything else that can come from that. And fortunately, we have the access to the amazing supplements that we do to at least give ourselves a chance.
For sure. Well, and see, the thing is that all of this discussion that we're having here on the Power Hour, folks, is for the benefit of the listener to understand that, look, if you want to maintain your health, that's numero uno. You got to stay healthy and survive. We are all supposed to be survivors. We're not supposed to be defeatist. We're not supposed to give up. And that's one of the reasons why we have these narratives out there that we're discussing and fighting back against. We don't need to mask up. We don't need to social distance. We don't need to do any of that garbage. It did not work before. We've already realized it's a massive psyop. We already realized all the propaganda the spoon-fed media was given by the nefarious portions of our deep state. They were told and programmed and even paid to say these things. So if you're still that doubting Thomas, then I don't know what to tell you. Go out and buy yourself a Faraday bag and get ready for October 4th, because right now we just don't know. You know, are you going to take the chance? Are you going to leave a computer on? I mean, what are you going to do? This is one of the things that, you know, we have to be prepared for. Those who didn't get the jab, that know that they don't have graphene oxide in their system, are sitting there thinking, well, if that's the case, I don't have to worry too much about my smartphone sending signals in that's going to disturb these little miniature microscopic nanoparticle razor blades in my head. So, and other parts of my body too, and I'm not going to sit here and bleed out. It's not going to release the lipid nanoparticles that have the Marburg virus in it. And I mean, the rash of calls and the rash of paranoia has just gotten crazy over this whole thing, to where we frankly don't know what to believe. And the only thing that we can put credence in is maintaining our health. This abortion pill, mifepristone. What's your take on all that too? I mean, just another political game they play with reducing the population.
It's all about depopulation, isn't it? That is the agenda at large. And these people are obsessed with it. Anything you put in your body that is designed to kill has a very large risk of having extreme side effects. And these reports that are continuing, you know, people are dying from toxic shock syndrome. You know, there are deaths happening in perfectly healthy kids, really. That's what a lot of these people are targeting. And you know, this obsession with ending life is just way too far, because you know, we're going after these people are going after people who are in extreme circumstances where they need support. And you look at the news reports, it's safer than Viagra, it's safer than Tylenol. There's an obsession on pushing this killer on the population. And we know 7 years down the road, they'll say, oh, we knew all along that it was going to kill millions of people. We're so sorry. We'll take the $5 billion fine. And we made $50 billion while we did that. So just anything that's designed to kill doesn't know how to choose what it kills. And that is why these kids and these younger people are dying. They should be taught that having a child is the most beautiful thing that you can do. And it's a gift from God, and you should only enjoy it. And, you know, there's nothing better. So the messaging has to stop. It's obsession with depopulation, though, Dave. That is just the sad part of it.
For sure. And then, of course, now because of the back end of the cause and effect situation involving the jab, now you have all these people all of a sudden getting the big C.
Yeah,
in the turbo form.
The turbo cancers, yeah, that is something that I have personally seen. You know, we've been inundated with these situations. A lot of people who were in remission having these cancers come back, and unfortunately and sadly, most of all, dying quite quickly after that coming back. And it's not going to pick between ages. It's the young, it's the middle aged, and it's the elderly. But we are seeing cancer rates skyrocket. And, you know, that has not been talked about at all in the mainstream. It's been talked about by some amazing doctors out there who are really, really highlighting this. But again, we've got to be able to make sure we have solutions to all these issues. And with turbo cancers, you know, we've seen you can't treat these things with the conventional cancer care. Chemotherapy has about a 2% success rate for 5-year survival. And that comes with a boatload of side effects because it is cytotoxic. That means it kills the cancer cells, absolutely, but then it creates new cancer cells at the same time. And when it comes back, it is always 2, 3, 4 times as deadly and aggressive. So, you know, this information is out there now. You know, we know what cancer is. It is a breakdown of the body to its ultimate point, but it's also the body's attempt to try to heal itself. So at that point, we've got to say, okay, what is going to get back into the body to allow the body to heal in the correct way? And, you know, there's so many ways to do it. And so many amazing people died, you know, through the years because they had a better way to do it.
And, of course, this leads up to the fact that we've got North American Urban Spice products at the Power Mall, which, by the way, is open for those of you that want to make the phone call, 877-817-9829. If you have any questions pertinent to our discussion here, 844-769-2944 is our toll-free number to call to get in on the show. Justin Porter is with us from North American Urban Spice. And, of course, a lot of the NAHS products that we carry at the Power Mall are loaded with oregano. And that's one of the big things. I mean, I can taste it when I take certain products like the black seed. And, yeah, there's a bunch of them there, the oregano resp. I can really taste it. you get that flavor real quick. And we just got our first bottle of oregano juice. So I'm going to basically, the benefits of oregano in a lot of the products that we have here at the Power Mall, in fighting what is going on right now, people want to know, look, I'm going to order one thing, I'm on a fixed income, I'm going to order one thing or two things maybe, and take these things religiously. I know that Nuke Protect has oregano in it. And I've been telling everybody, we've had people actually call the Power Mall and order over a case of Nuke Protect at a time, because they care about their family and about their support, not just in the event something were to happen, but also just on a regular basis to keep that good iodine centered in the thyroid. So, you know, knowing what we know, the products that you really lean on heavily when you're trying to talk to people and you appear in a lot of these situations, what two products jump out at you if somebody had to make a choice from the lineup of North American Herb and Spice stuff? What two products jump out at you as far as everybody is a must-have?
Well, it changes throughout the year, really. You know, there is Nuke Protect over the last 12 months has been something that I have made sure has been every single day. You know, minimum of two capsules, if I'm flying, four capsules. And it's because of all of this radiation that we're exposed to. Smart meters on homes is just pumping radiation through the house. That is going to disrupt your cells, and you need to be able to have those antioxidants mopping up all those free radicals that are going to cause those damages. 5G, as we talk about, all the cell phone stuff, Wi-Fi in the house, you know, you name it. And then, of course, all of this other danger that they're not going to tell us about. You know, there's so many nuclear power plants that are on the verge of just having an implosion occur. So the Nuke Protect has been a really, really big mainstay. I also don't go a day without oregano. You know, our whole office stayed open during the whole of COVID, and the only thing we were told to do or encouraged was take oregano. And there were no cases in the office whatsoever until Omicron came along. And the longest anybody was out of the office was about 4 days. And there's been none of that long COVID. There's been none of those side effects that we've seen in so many other people. And so oregano is always going to be a mainstay, and ours is the only one that is safe for daily use. There's 37 active compounds in our oregano, and we've looked at all the other brands on the market. Some of them have as little as 7 active compounds, and we're talking about terpenes, cannabinoids, phytochemicals, and then we have low thymol, which is the antifungal component of oregano, which has to be below 2%, and we've seen brands have it as high as 10%. Which will cause a lot of damage to the liver. So that's why the North American oregano, which is also twice as powerful as the next best oregano on the market, is what it is today and has changed so many people's lives.
That is just amazing. And see, the thing is we've got O2-Rega, Oregadent, which we have commercials on. For those of you that bothered to stay during the break and listen to what Oregadent does, OregaMax, oreganol juice, oreganol P73 gel caps, oreganol P73 super strength oil, which people have purchased and actually put on the bottoms of their feet and put socks on and went to bed. And yes, it will smell like you're in an Italian kitchen, but God, I got to tell you these things. You know, see, this is the thing. And orega spray, I mean, it's totally cool what we're doing here. Jeff in North Carolina, you're on with Justin Porter. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Awesome show as usual, Dave. I got a question for your guest. Awesome information. Thank you so much. I got a quick question. Me and my wife were just talking just now, and we know some people that are getting ready to go. I think they're going to Israel, and other people that are doing some traveling. Let's say me and my wife wanted to go over there. We've never had a passport before. Are you required to get vaxxed before you get or to get a passport? That was the only question I had, and I appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff.
It's a great question because right now there is no mandates for vaccines for anywhere. So you're not required to do it for travel. My encouragement is always do not ever comply to a mandate. Don't travel if that's the case. I didn't go back to England for 4 years because of the mandate to coming back into America. So, you know, there's no vaccine that they can force on you. You have to be able to stand your ground. But the answer is definitely not. You do not need to get any vaccines to get a passport at this time. You will, in my belief, in the future be required. And that is when we are really in the end days, without question, because we know that the mark of the beast is it's foretold to us. So that will be a different situation. But right now, absolutely not. I encourage you to, you know, take the Nuke Protect for the radiation when you're flying. I encourage you to get on the oregano to make sure your immune system is fully boosted, because it always does deplete when we travel. And then even taking products like the Herbal Z's to allow your body to get over the jet lag quicker is also another recommendation. But don't ever get any kind of shot for travel. It's not worth it.
Tim in Michigan, you're on with Justin Porter. Go ahead.
Just a quick observation at a Walgreens in a small town near me. I accidentally walked in to, they were giving out the new vaccines. And I walked back in and there's a group of people sitting waiting to get shot up. And when I looked at, they all looked at me in the face and they all had a look of helplessness. They all had this, nobody was sitting there with their shoulders back and their chest out. They were all in a cowering position, like, oh, and anybody that walked that way was like, oh, here comes another supporter. That's what we're facing in this country. And how do you get over that? The helplessness that has been beat into the American psyche.
Yeah, well, that is just the bombardment of propaganda over all these years. You know, we've been hijacked. And when you've had that, you know, there is a reality that we are just completely lost. And because of that, we really have to pray for these people. They have to find God, and that will give them such a better answer.
Wow, here comes the train again. Here comes the train again. I could start singing the Eurythmics here. That's almost, it almost fits. And it only happens during this show, right? So, all right. Tim, you know, I wish that it was possible to, Hal Turner's now saying that October 4th is not the zombie apocalypse. All right. So just because Hal Turner said it. Now, a lot of people listen to Hal Turner. It's like, if Hal Turner said so, folks, you got to use your own head. And this is the thing, Tim, going back to your conversation, I would have been the type, if I saw these people and they look like a bunch of empty hollow shells sitting there, cowering in a chair, I would ask them, why are you here? You don't need this. We don't have it, a pandemic. It's over. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to yourself? Do you want to die early? Is that what you want? Why are you sitting here? Come on, people, you know, get a clue. You can't think for yourselves anymore. And just from the look on their face, maybe one or two will get up and go, you know what? You're right. And leave. The rest of them all sit there and flip you off. Hey, you know what? You gave them a choice. You said something. And it's one of those things. I mean, you know, and the whole time Walgreens is looking at you going, this is bad for business. You standing there doing, you know what? If somebody doesn't stand up there and tell these people a thing or two, all these people are going to succumb to this stuff at some point in time in the future. They don't call this the clot shot, the slow kill shot for nothing. If they gave the injection and all of a sudden 50 million people drop dead at once, well, that's too big a flag, a red flag out there. And people would immediately say, no, we're not doing this. 50 million people just dropped dead. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't go on that premise. You have to go on the fact of what history has shown us, that the government can't be trusted, that they lie. It's crazy. Eric in Missouri, you're on the phone with Justin Porter. We have a minute or two. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a little testimony. I had to do a random drug test at a clinic, and I went in and I was in the waiting room and I was talking to them and about the shedding and shots and stuff like that. And then the nurse that was taking a test, I was giving her information about stuff on the PowerMon, different doctors. And when I got back to work, they said I wasn't allowed there anymore. I'd be charged with trespassing. So anyway,
that means you're doing one girl, right, Eric?
What was that?
What?
I said, that means you're doing something right. You know, we've got to go out there and have conversations with everybody. You know, the reason that they ban you and you're trespassing is because you're touching a nerve, because ultimately they know that what you're saying is absolutely true. It's very hard to admit that you've been supporting something that is hurting so many people. So we've got to keep having that conversation, keep making them uncomfortable, because when nobody complies, they go out of business and they have to start admitting these things.
So, Eric, I got a question.
I didn't realize.
Eric, yes. what's the name of the company that all of a sudden told you you weren't welcome there anymore? I want to broadcast it on the air. Who are they?
It was an off-branch of Bothwell Hospital in Sedalia, Missouri.
Bothwell in Sedalia, Missouri. Shame on you people, you ignorant fools. You're all going to get yours. Yeah, trust me. Yeah,
I thought it was kind of odd that when I was back in the room waiting and the door was open and they had computers and nurses doing things, and I saw this really big, like, deputy-type guy out there. I said, he was just kind of pacing around, and I bet that they called him.
And all you did was stand up for yourself. Well, you know what? There's another...
Well, I was trying to help them and give them. And then one girl found out she was having a gallbladder issue. They wanted to take her off to somewhere else. I said, well, call Sherry Rogers. And I give her... Because, you know, you don't always have to have your gallbladder taken out.
And, that's true.
Yeah.
But wow.
They actually say that the gallbladder surgery is done 97% of the time when it's not needed. So it's the most overdone surgery that is actually done in the country.
And there was a woman that had a health wellness clinic at one time for natural, and then she ended up said she got the shot. Of course, I did get up and move after she told me that. Probably that didn't help my situation either because of the shedding, you know. But anyway, I guess I should have been more delicate. But I figured.
Oh, that I wish I could have been a fly, Eric. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall in that room.
I wish I was the fly instead of what I did, but maybe it helped a couple people. There was a doctor in line waiting. He was being seen. It turned out he was a doctor, MD, but he was all for the shots. But you know, he must have been sick. He was there. But anyway, I had one more question about, I know a 25-year-old that's got hemorrhoids, and Cass Ingram said something for that, but I don't remember what it was.
Well, I mean, with hemorrhoids, it really is it's not something you want to put oregano on, trust me on that.
I believe that.
Yeah, you'd be the exorcist all over again. It burns! yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's a process, but you've really got to change the diet entirely to make sure that you're not exacerbating the problem. But black seed oil has been used many, many times to improve the symptoms of hemorrhoids because it's really pushing out, and then you're getting this burning and this itching that's just very uncomfortable. So you can't take anything that's good. You've got to get away from grains, away from sugar. Take flaxseed with every meal without question. But it is a really severe thing that, you know, that people who do preparation H for it will not ever get the recovery because they're not treating the internal factors of hemorrhoids.
Wow. Great question there, Eric. Thank you so much for your call. We're at the break. We'll be back with Justin Porter and more of your phone calls after these words. Stay with us.
Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Burned by Nature zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here where we are on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Justin Porter from North American Urban Spice is with us. For those of you that want to watch us on BitChute, Brighteon, and Rumble, we will repost this so you can see it and see Justin in the flesh. I mean, this guy is the national sales director at North American Urban Spice. All of this good stuff is available at the Power Mall, which is now open. For those of you that want to call, 877-817-9829. Mike in Alaska, you are on the phone with Justin Porter. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I just wanted to touch on what you were saying the last half hour there, David. There, I was just wondering if you guys have ever heard of carbon paint. You can go on Google carbon paint right now, Dave, and look at that. You can literally, and I've done it to a custom home up in Pacific Palisades, California, but you paint your rooms with carbon, and you attach it to a ground that basically, make a long story short, attaches to a grounding bar outside that you drive into the ground 6 feet. And this carbon, you paint your you in ceiling, walls, and floor. The floor is a carbon mat that goes down under your carpet. And the walls are carbon painted black, and they attach to glued on electrodes that hide behind your base molding. But anyway, I put this on. I didn't really believe the guy that was specialist that did this work, but you go into these rooms and all the wiring in the walls too were we put it in flex. We pulled all the roll mix out. We put it in steel flex. They were so quiet. It was like walking into a vault, this carbon. And what it does is it eliminates EMF wave penetration to your room. And this family had it done to 8 bedrooms and their living room, which is their master bedroom, which is big as my house. We carboned everything. And very interesting. But anyway, I wanted to tell you about that, Dave, if you ever heard of that.
Well, I have heard of people making these quiet rooms out of that are basically EMF free. But again, that's why we've had Dave Stetzer on the show with the Stetzerizer and the fact that he's got EMF filters that you can plug into outlets in the wall. And I think it costs a whole heck of a lot less than to do that than it does to paint an entire 8 bedrooms with carbon paint. Not that I don't agree with the science behind it, but the expense, the average person, you know, out there, Mike, the average person's having a really tough time just existing right now without having to worry about where do I get carbon paint? I just don't see it happening with a lot of Americans. I see the ones that are able to do it might take up on it. But at this juncture, Stetzerizer is about the only thing I can trust at this point. Thanks for that call. Justin, EMF exposure. We've talked about this before. The Nuke Protect is all part of that game because it's invading, the EMF is invading your body. What else besides Nuke Protect to deal with situations like that?
Yeah, well, it's an invasion of everything, isn't it? I mean, that is it. It's a silent attack that, you know, you can't see, that people will deny because it's not right there. It's really about antioxidants and mopping up the free radicals that are caused by this attack. You know, the Chaga Max will be a very, very good addition to that. It's so high in antioxidants. Wild Chaga versus laboratory or mycelium grown Chaga is completely different load of antioxidants. It's about 100 times as much. So you've got to be really making sure you're buying wild chaga. The Chaga Max has the oregano, which is additional antioxidants. It has the birch in there as well, which is full of betulin and betulinic acid. The oregano itself, you know, I would always include that. And this is where the Oregamax or the Oregaresp can really come into effect because it's loaded with antioxidants. So, yeah, that's my recommendation. Those three items for protection against those EMFs, which are rampant and going up all the time.
Okay, Brady in Las Vegas, you're on with Justin Porter. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I got a quick question. What kind of condiment or sauce are you going to put on your new bio meat that they engineered the mammoth?
Hey, as long as it's loaded with mRNA, man, let's make it a perfect match here. You know, Brady, I appreciate the humor in all that. You know, you as well as anybody else out here are very much aware, and you being in Las Vegas, you get to go out and eat all those cheap meals at those restaurants, and you suspect that they're probably going to be the first ones that are loading this modified RNA meat on people. We already been told now, they're telling us that, yes, it's going to get imported into the food supply. The thing is that, you know, now we got to be careful. I think we've had this discussion already about, you know, what it is that we're going to have to do to counter this. And you're going to have to go to your local butcher somewhere, probably outside of the metro area, or make a deal with somebody to get you processed meat. You may even have to go pick it up and drive it back. But you're going to have to find a farmer that does reliable things because, you know, despite, and I'm going to get Justin's take on this about existing on a diet. We have a story, as a matter of fact, about your dog and the kind of stuff that they eat. And this plant-based protein stuff is not going to work. Animals need animal-based protein. And it's a good point you make, Brady. And even if you were making light out of the steak sauce, which you never know, they're probably going to contaminate that.
You know, one thing before I go, Dave, I got to ask you guys, okay, you got mRNA bioengineered foods. You got this throughout all the food sources. And how come the FDA or anybody, I know why they haven't come out, but what is that normalized bioengineered food ingredient? Is it graphene? I'm starting to believe the bioengineered food ingredient is graphene.
No, I got it. You know, most of the stuff in the survival foods that I've found has and it comes right out and it says modified food starch or modified corn starch. It'll say modified on there. That's probably the bioengineered product that you're probably trying to avoid. And I don't know that your survival food companies are going to go do something that stupid to put graphene oxide inside of a product just because they know that a certain element of the population that, even though this is National Preparedness Month, you know, unbeknownst to a lot of people, we've been preparing forever and a day. And, you know, it gives the prepper a bad stigma because of the fact they care about living. And so rather than live in fear, you know, we choose to prepare and just be ready for it. If it happens, it happens, and we deal with it. Thanks for your call, Brady. Appreciate it. Justin, what's your take on all this?
Well, yeah, you know, you go back to just a few years ago when they talked about the Green New Deal and everybody talked about how outrageous it was, how it was going to destroy the economy. They're doing that Green New Deal right in front of our face. No agreement, no sign off from the American people. They're just doing it. And that's what this is all about. It's about pretending there's this climate emergency. You know, whether they are doing these, whether it's arsonists, direct energy weapons for all these fires, but to talk about meat like it's going to cause the end of the world, which we've been eating since forever, is just craziness. But what does this bioengineered meat do? Well, it completely ruins our endocrine system. It makes sure that we're exposed to things that causes cancers, and it's completely unnatural. I believe they're even using human blood from some rumors. So it's GMO. It's not natural. It's never going to be able to give you vitamin A. It's never going to be able to give you vitamin B12. And it's all part of the agenda. It's, again, get these people away from real meat, which is so important for us. And then let's make sure that we continue the process of turning men into women and vice versa. And really messing with people. And I think that is the whole agenda just playing out. And everything should be vegan. Like, vegan is a good thing. Veganism is an extremely dangerous cultish type behavior where, you know, you're telling yourself you don't need nutrients in your diet that you absolutely are required to have. So, you know, I think the short answer to that, Dave, is that they're going after the meat supply. They're going to contaminate it because not that many people have actually said, you know what, I won't eat my steak because you're telling me that it's bad. You've got to have a relationship, I think, with your local farmer. That's what it's got to get to, because look what they did with raw milk. They made raw milk completely, you know, made it into this scary thing when it's one of the best health foods out there. And you have to, in most parts of the country, have a relationship with a local co-op or a local farmer to be able to get this wonderful, wonderful health food. And I think that is where meat will end up going if we allow these psychopaths to continue the way they are.
Well, and the thing is, folks, you have the opportunity, too, to boycott your local grocer if he can't answer you as to where the source of the meat came from. Now, you know, if the butcher will level with you and tell you that it's farm to table, that's the first sign. I've already talked to a butcher here locally where I'm at, and I asked him, I said, what is your meat? He goes, farm to table. Have you heard about this bioengineering garbage? They want to put mRNA. Oh, no, no way I'm doing that. No way I'm. I said, well, how would you know? Don't you deal with local farmers that you know what they're injecting their cows with? And he said, that's exactly what I do, is I inquire, and I have no reason to believe that they would lie to me and inject their cows with stuff that is going to be harmful to my customers. It's bad for business. And if people start eating my steaks and they start getting sick, well, they're going to trace it back to me once they get wind of it, especially this conversation. So, you know, it's all part of how. And this is all, and we talked about this before, the biological term, or I could say anatomical term in medicine, is called the buccal cavity. And it's whatever you put in your mouth and you ruminate on, like a cow, because the cow's got two stomachs and it ruminates on things. So, you know, it digests it. It takes it in. This is what humans do with knowledge, is they ruminate on it. And of course, the digestive system is what feeds the body. And these vegans, half the vegans I know are like string beans, and they don't look healthy because they're not getting a completely balanced diet. And the thing is, as far as the digestive system, this is what is all taking this in that your body is processing. And this is one of the reasons why everybody is looking at black seed oil and the gummies, the capsules as an option. You want to elaborate, Justin?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, we as a vegan, just to touch on that one more time, we're dealing with recovering vegans all the time. And they do so well so quickly with the Purely Liver. And, you know, we are constantly in touch with our supplier over in New Zealand. And the conversation is only focused at this point around, are they trying to push you to inject the mRNA? They feel very good about the future. We had a call last week to confirm that. So the short term looks very good. They wouldn't allow it in. There's no legislature. So the Purely Liver is a really safe answer if there's ever concern. You know, I take 5 a day at least. You know, it's it really is a crucial element to get those nutrients in. But digestive health, like you said, Dave, it's everywhere. And veganism plays into that. So does the eating of grains that are grown conventionally and organically, unfortunately, because we don't prepare grains like we did, you know, even 100 years ago, where we soaked them overnight or we sprouted them, where we did make them safer. You know, they still spike insulin at that point, but they have these better digestive elements that don't, you know, tear up the intestines. Black seed oil, again, we don't really talk about the digestive properties of black seed enough. It really does help. It induces bile flow, so you are allowed to actually get out the parts of digestion that you don't need. You're allowing your body that's detoxing to get rid of the waste. But it also soothes the intestines. It really helps with a number of disorders like IBS and parasites is another really, really big factor within black seed. It is broad spectrum antiparasitic, and that means it won't get rid of everything. So you want to do it in conjunction with wormwood oil and black walnut oil. We've had continuous success with that. Now, North American don't sell those two items. But for 2 weeks, if you do those in conjunction with black seed oil and clove oil and oregano, because the oregano works at killing the fungus that will actually feed these parasites. So they feed off the little sugar molecules and all of that. So if you do all of those together for 2 weeks and then you continue on the oregano, black seed and clove, and then reintroduce after another 7 days the black walnut and wormwood, you're going to be able to kill all the eggs that are left over as well without hurting the liver. And if you do that for another 2 weeks, you should be very, very clear. But the black seed will destroy parasites that the others won't. And that is what it really is known for. It also supports the liver to ensure that, you know, you are making sure those pathways are able to do all the things that they do. And again, that really supports that digestion. It allows the enzymes to properly do what they're meant to do. But again, black seed is just so phenomenal. I really, if you have any condition, you know that black seed is going to go in and really work on it. So
we have this at the Power Mall. Why, by the way, for those of you that want to dial up, if you have a phone, 877-817-9829 is the number to call to order Black Seed Plus capsules or the gummies even. And of course, if you have problems with flatulence or bloating, stomach pain, this is another reason why you take Black Seed Oil in the Black Seed Plus capsules. Some people don't like to drink it straight. Some people put it in smoothies. I've had it before, mostly in smoothies. I'm one of these that I don't want to drink that stuff straight. But the thing is that you do get it. It needs to be part of your diet if you want to fix digestive issues. And so, you know, the Power Mall is open now. You can call and order it. That works. Something else that we don't seem to get enough of in our diet, and a lot of people out there have already differentiated, Justin, the difference between the really good vitamin C and ascorbic acid. I think they figured this out.
I think so, but there is still an ongoing debate that is going to stay there. You know, ascorbic acid, I think over 90% of it on the market, from what we can tell, is coming from corn. And when you absorb anything from corn, you know that you're dealing with GMO for a starter. And we also know a lot of this is coming from China. That's why there was a shortage during COVID, was because the Chinese couldn't produce it fast enough or they couldn't get it out. So Purely C is the whole food vitamin C, and it's a mix of camu camu, rose hips, acerola cherry, and then wild mountain sumac, also known as Rus coriarea. And your body absorbs all of that. It doesn't, it's got the bioflavonoids and the polyphenols and the fiber present, so it can just fully absorb it. And, you know, we need vitamin C every single day. We see scurvy in different areas of the body that is not recognized as scurvy because doctors don't know the difference. You know, natural doctors even aren't as aware of what scurvy looks like. But you can get the vitamin C in the Purely C powder, the capsules. It's in the Purely Zinc as well. Just 2 tablespoons in the Purely Zinc is 300% of your recommended daily needs. And of course, it's also in the Purely Pack. So you can actually get everything that you want to cover your bases there as well, but the Purely C as well.
Well, there you, and see, this is the thing. It's 10% off at the Power Mall going on this week, right now. So for those of you who want to save money, fixed income or otherwise, you know, this is what you do. The Purely C, I'm a big fan of. Pine Power Plus is another thing we have here in my house, and we use that as well. And I mean, if you've ever taken a shot, a teaspoon, a tablespoon, whatever the case may be, put it in a shot glass and down it, you're going to find out exactly how powerful that stuff is. Justin, you've done it, haven't you?
I've drunk a whole bottle when I know that I've been around people who are, you know, they have had a medical intervention, otherwise known as the shedding provider. I know that I've been at shows and everybody is. So I have drank a whole bottle while I'm around there. I've been invigorated for the whole show. Really, really, I don't need to eat with it because it gives me so much energy when you have that much. But again, 5 times the amount of vitamin C of lemons. It really does give you this lift. You know, I have a friend who's actually given up coffee. Not that there's anything wrong with coffee, but he doesn't need it anymore because he has it every morning, the Pine Power, and just goes throughout his day because it just invigorates him so much. Really, really cool story. But the shikimic acid really going to be that big protector, and that is going to help with the GMO attacks. It's going to help with, obviously, the shot situation. And if they're rolling this thing out, it's still going to be back in the environment. So I really encourage anybody to make sure if they know they're going somewhere where they're going to be around that, whether it's flying, whether it's a doctor's office, or if it's just down to the mall, you're going to be around people who are going to be shedding that stuff. So the Pine Power is a really, really crucial tool to make sure that you keep your body as clean as possible.
I can just see you at one of these functions that you do, like Kathy in Pennsylvania was talking about, the one that won our last prize pack, and you're there and all these people, and you have no idea how many of them got the jab and they're shedding. And I can just see you sitting there with a whole bottle of Pine Power Plus, just swigging it. and people are going, what is he doing? You know, it's like, then you have to explain it.
Yeah.
So, you know, the beauty of it is we have it, it's available, and you need to order some of that. Especially if you're hanging around family members that you know succumbed to the stupidity of what the government was preaching and trusted them enough to go out and get a shot that might eventually kill them. Mm-hmm. And I know you don't have the guts. Most family members don't have the guts to tell other family members that have gotten the jab that their life has been, you know, permanently messed up and shortened at best. And they're probably not going to live as long as a result of it. You know, and it's a sad state of affairs that we even have to put that kind of mentality in our head. But, you know, when you have a government that lies to you on a regular basis, it's just really hard to shake it, don't you think?
Yeah, it's such a challenge. And, you know, I've gone through it myself where, you know, COVID was the first time I really allowed some of my family members to know how I really felt, because it was either I speak up or I have to live with the fact that I never said anything. And, you know, there was a lot of uncomfortable conversations, and I think most of them didn't actually end up getting that shot. So I believe a couple did. But, you know, I know that I could go to bed at night knowing I did all I could. And I think the conversation's worth having. And people will surprise you, you know, whether you wake them up now or 10 years down the road, those conversations are crucial.
Yep. And speaking of talking about your appearances in Pennsylvania, Kathy, you're on the phone with Justin Porter. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to give a testimony to everything that Justin Porter has through the North American Urban Spice. I thank him for those products that he can take some time this morning and the times in the past to be able to do that. But anyway, my point is, my husband and I both get a lot of shedding effects whenever we are around people. In fact, we can actually smell it whenever we're around people, and I guess a few people can do that. I've talked to a few who can, and a lot of other ones think we're crazy. So my husband owns his own business, so he has customers always coming in and out of there, and he gets quite a bit of the same effects every time. So we are thankful for that Pine Power Plus now that the new vaccine is coming out. He would talk to a customer and within 5 to 10 minutes run back to the bathroom and upchuck. And then he'd be...
Oh, my. Kathy, we're out of time, but you know what? I appreciate the call-in and the testimonial. I knew if I mentioned your name, you'd call us up, and I appreciate that. So does Justin. You know, here's the thing. It's proof of the pudding, folks. Power Mall is open. This is the time to call and get it while it's on sale. And do yourself a big favor, especially if you're hanging around people that you know are vaccinated. Huh. Wow. What lies. And they bought into it. That's the sad state of affairs. Justin Porter, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you again soon. In the meantime, all of you out there in Power Hour Nation land, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. We got to speak up. See you tomorrow.
Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.